There's a lot of focus in this country on making community college more affordable, but living expenses like transportation, rent, and food are still the biggest barrier between students and graduation. Kirk Carapesser from our higher education desk explains that's in part why so few low-income students graduate.
At Bunker Hill Community College in Boston, the line snakes around the gym and spills out onto the sidewalk. Nearly 200 students carry backpacks and roll baskets, hoping to fill them not with books, but with food.
Hello, cheese ravioli?
Yes, please.
This is one of hundreds of volunteer-run food pantries that have cropped up on college campuses across the country. The goal is to assist students in need this holiday season.
Yes, please. Big, please.
In the back of the line, 23-year-old Megan McGarrell of Hyde Park pushes her daughter in a stroller.
This is Sakura.
Megan is a single mom, and she struggles to pay her $1,400 rent each month. That's on top of tuition and fees and other expenses like healthcare and clothing. Occasionally, she and her daughter have to scrounge for food.
Last week, they had a free frozen yogurt. And I actually took her to get some frozen yogurt because frozen yogurt can be expensive, and why not jump on that?
During a busy finals week, Megan says this food bank has been essential.
This is actually my second time doing it this semester, and it's helped so much.
How much does this mean to you for the holidays?
Oh, it's amazing. It will carry me through until next month, maybe even February. Especially the onions with her. She loves onions.
A new study by researchers at the University of Wisconsin finds 1 in 5 community college students are so poor that they can't afford to eat. In Massachusetts, 25 of the state's 28 public campuses are now hosting food assistance programs for these students. That's up from 19 last year.
The campuses wouldn't open these food pantries if there wasn't a need.
Higher Education Commissioner Carlos Santiago isn't sure how many students need assistance, but he's convinced it's a growing problem and that some students are too ashamed to ask for help.
There's a degree of stigma attached to it, but you have to do it. You've got a family to feed, you do it.
Santiago speaks from experience. He knows firsthand what it's like to be a hungry student. While studying for his PhD at Cornell, Santiago spent a lot of time thinking about where he'd get his next meal.
When I was going to graduate school, and I had a family, and I had a one-year-old daughter, I got a grant to go to the program, but we were new to the area in Ithaca, New York, and we were eligible for food stamps. But it got us through that first semester, and I recall of all the semesters I studied as a doctoral student, that was the most difficult. I mean, that's the one time that, I turned to my wife and I said, let's go home, because we can't make this work. And yet the federal government in its food stamp program was very helpful.
Since then, federal and state governments have reduced financial aid and the cost of college has shifted to students and families.
Hi, how are you?
Back in line, Bunker Hill Community College student Diane McManus is collecting food ahead of Christmas. The 57-year-old mother of 7 is studying culinary arts, and she's so hungry that sometimes she can't focus on her studies.
It's heartbreaking, sometimes devastating, especially when you don't know, when you're not just thinking of you, but when you're going to provide for the ones that you have. Sometimes you beat yourself up because you try to think back as to what did you do, what I didn't do.
Between classes and work, Diane doesn't have the time or resources to go to the regular food bank, so she appreciates this extra assistance on campus.
It's very difficult. The finances, even though I got all the kids are grown and gone. I'm kind of like home alone right now. I have a mortgage, condo fee, light bill, gas bill.
All financial barriers that stand between these low-income students and graduation day. Researchers say allowing students to use both financial aid and food stamps will help them complete their degrees. Kirk Carapesa, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.
Our higher education reports are a collaboration with the Forum for the Future of Higher Education and made possible with support from Lumina Foundation, the Davis Educational Foundation, and TIAA Cref Financial Services.